And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, even Deep Blue California is showing signs of a cultural reset following the recent presidential election. California voters overwhelmingly passed Proposition 36, which effectively reverses a decade of soft-on-crime policies. The measure, which was passed by 70% of voters, restores penalties for shoplifting and drug possession. Meanwhile, major corporations are quietly returning to X, formerly Twitter, after their highly publicized exodus last year. Disney, Comcast, IBM, and other former top advertisers have resumed advertising on the platform, though at significantly reduced spending levels. A troubling incident at the University of Rochester highlights ongoing concerns about anti-Semitism on college campuses. Hundreds of wanted posters targeting Jewish faculty members were plastered across campus, marking another instance of intimidation tactics against Jewish academics. In California, a parents' rights group has requested a federal probe of a school district after it hosted an event that explicitly excluded white faculty members. The district's director of student equity and inclusion warned against inviting people that are not of color, citing feelings of uneasiness and mistrust. Parents Defending Education has filed a complaint alleging violations of the Civil Rights Act. Well, a sobering report reveals that anti-Christian hate crimes in Europe reached 2,444 incidents in 2023, which included 232 personal attacks ranging from harassment to physical violence. France alone recorded nearly 1,000 anti-Christian hate crimes, with 90% targeting churches and cemeteries. The UK and Germany also saw significant increases, with German authorities reporting a 105% rise in such incidents. And as we tell you so frequently, please make sure that you're continuing to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. Well, some encouraging news comes from the American Bible Society, who in their latest study finds that scripture-engaged adults experience significantly lower levels of loneliness compared to their non-engaged counterparts. The research shows that regular church attendance and the ability to forgive correlate strongly with reduced feelings of isolation. And former NFL star Benjamin Watson is calling on men to reclaim their God-given roles in the pro-life movement. The former NFL tight end and SEC analyst argues that protecting the unborn requires men to step up as protectors, providers, priests, and prophets. I guess he's Southern Baptist. In economic news, Advance Auto Parts has announced plans to close approximately 500 stores by mid-2025, citing decreased demand as consumers postpone vehicle repairs amid ongoing economic pressures. Oh, but we're not in a recession, though, are we? And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.